All right, Niz.
All right, Dims.
All right, Sol.
Ground control to Sol. Are you there?
I'll go check to see if he's okay.
Go on then, hurry up.
What the f...
Ha ha! Pranked you guys!
What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, bro. What are you doing?
Bro, I was only joking. Playing a prank.
To be honest, that was crap. It's more annoying than funny. Anyway, stop chasing clicks for clout.
That's interesting.
What are you talking about?
I think I'll name this episode just that. Anyway, see you peeps in a bit. Welcome back. Just like my prank, things can go overboard. Guys, did you know of any recently? Any pranks videos or any people doing pranks?
Not really, other than the ones you sent me the other day.
Right, okay, so let's talk about that then.
I don't want to sound like an old man. You know, they say, well, kids these days.
Okay, boomer.
All right.
But literally, kids these days. I mean... I think they are. They're going too far. Because I remember early YouTube days watching YouTube pranks. There was an element of comedy in it. You know, they'll go and mess with gym bros. They'll go to drive-thrus, or they'll think they'll put something comedic in what they're doing. They'll put some thought behind it. These kids in these videos, what they're doing? Going to people's houses, you know, harassing people, antagonizing people. That's like me going and kicking the shit out of someone, and then just putting a camera there. Recording it, it's for YouTube.
I remember one prank where there was some guy going around cutting off people's top knots. So top knot being where you have long hair and you tie it up at the top of your head. This was a
no way.
I believe
no way.
samurai hairstyle.
Actually doing this, because there was a thing, like I said, back in the day, the pranks, but some of them got exposed as being fake pranks, like they were staged.
Yeah. So they were staged. So they got quite a lot of hate, and they mentioned. Each of the people we did it to were our friends, and they knew we were going to do it.
Yeah, but these ones that we're talking about, they're not actual staged.
Today, no, yeah. They're not staged. This is the worst thing, because...
they're harassing people.
One of the ones you sent, where he took an old lady's dog.
Yes.
You know, what if that old lady tried to run after him? What if she suffered a heart attack? You know,
and fell down and hurt herself.
You know, what does he think he's doing? Parents have no control over their kids.
Mm-hmm.
That I can guarantee. But then they need to change the laws. If the government is not going to allow parents to discipline their children, then you better have laws in place to make sure that you're going to punish them. And I'm talking about chastising children. And it is kids. They're doing this for likes, subscribers, views.
Yeah, it's a whole culture, isn't it, now?
But then again, you know what? You've made me think of something else then. It's disgusting to think that people then go and watch it.
I don't know. Maybe they find it funny. Are we out of touch or something?
I'm thinking deeper into this just now. And this is off the back of our other episode that we just did recently, which was happiness.
Oh, yeah.
Are we watching these videos that demeans or, you know, ridicules, scares another person because it makes us feel happy? Because it's not us and someone else's being hurt. And I'm being serious there. I'm being serious there. And the reason I came to that thought was bad news sells. Whenever you read a newspaper, whenever you switch on a news channel, you know, before the news only used to come on maybe 3 times a day, but now it's on all the time. But when do you ever hear good news?
I get the gist of what you're trying to say. And I get it. And it's always like, if your life is crap, someone's having a worse day than you, and there's more crap, or you
feel better.
Some part of you feels good, yeah, you know, exactly. About yourself, like, at least I ain't got it that bad. But with this, like me looking at it subjectively, do I think that? No. Because you think, what if these fools come, you know, run up to me and start doing this? How would I react? I'm not the calmest of people.
And if you're a parent like me, and Niz, if they did that to your children, how would you feel?
Yeah, you'd get into it. I mean, not everyone's going to be like, there's one where these dudes just ran up in this guy's house and died. There's about 4 or 5 of them, and it was intimidating. start saying about, oh, is this a study class or something? And they try sitting down. Like if they were in America, they'd get shot, mate.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. You know what? Isn't that true as well? I think house burglaries are a lot less. I don't remember where I heard it, but
I saw something, and there's certain states in the US where they call it right to defend your castle. So you're basically the king of your castles. So even if it's just a house, you're allowed to defend it. And I remember the joke years back, by the way, we had this conversation about a farmer who shot someone who tried to rob his house, an elderly guy.
Yes, yeah.
He injured him. He didn't kill him, shot his leg or something, but he was looking at jail time for it.
Yeah.
Because it was manslaughter. It wasn't manslaughter, sorry. It was just grievous bodily harm.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Prime Minister pardoned him or something. They said
something along that line. But back to what Saul's saying with these pranks and stuff. Are they big in America? Because I don't think it'll be...
No, they do some in America as well, but they don't go as much overboard. As soon as they know someone pulls out a gat, a gun, you should...
You're crossing lines like...
They stop as soon as they just go, oh, I'm only joking. So this guy, there was another prank where he pours water over the bonnet and people assume it's petrol. And then he goes, you're lucky I didn't just shoot you straight away. He was an elderly person. Imagine that just went wrong. He just straight up just pulled out his gun and that's it, bang.
You know what I would say to that elderly man? Good job. Don't let it weigh on your conscience, because you know what? I'd say to anyone who teaches these pranksters a lethal lesson, good on you. Because not until they realise...
Don't go that far, Niz.
No, it is going that far. What if something had gone wrong?
Yeah, but that person's going to F their life up as well, because that person's going to prison probably more than likely.
But forget about that. Imagine having to shoot a kid. One minute you're thinking, I'm saving my family. Next minute you're thinking, oh, damn, he was some innocent kid trying to make a prank video trying to get likes.
Yeah.
No.
So these kids haven't got common sense. And I don't know if it's the parents, teachers, or...
Yes. Moral ground. They don't have the moral ground. They keep pushing the boundary further and further. How much can we get away with?
It's funny, but it's like, what did they say? Again, I'm sure there's something like similar in the Quran, but there's definitely in the Bible as well. They say, do unto others as you want done unto yourself.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I've heard people, preach this. And that's the thing. So when they're doing these things, are they ever stopping thinking, oh, would I like someone to do this to me? Or
no, they haven't, because they grew up with this, social media mindset. They need to be off social media for a while and just observe the world. Some of them have lost contact between reality and fiction, should we say.
Yeah. I mean, there's pranksters, they're harming others. And there's other people who are doing stunts that would harm themselves. Fine.
Like
I'm fine with that. Jackass, yeah. But more serious. There was one where two people jumped out of a plane and let the plane crash.
Oh yeah, there was that one as well.
What if the wind had carried that plane into a populated area? Or what if there was hikers walking around wherever they are?
They don't think. That's the thing. They don't think it through. They don't think of the what if. They just do, and it's...
They're just thinking of the clicks.
Momentary. It's very...
Likes.
Yeah.
And the money. How much money they're going to get. That's it. That's all they're thinking. They're not thinking of any other aspects as well. So there was another video when he was on the train. I think it was a Japanese train or Japanese metro. And he was saying...
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, you know what we do to you?
Oh, is that the one that you sent me as well?
Yeah, that's the one as well.
He was antagonizing him, wasn't he?
Yeah, antagonizing him. And then another person approached him and he goes,
where are you from?
You know where I'm from?
Where are you from?
I'm from America.
Then he asked that fella, he goes, where are you from? Because he was similar to the person that was sitting down. And he goes, I'm from America. I'm from Texas. And then he goes, what are you doing? He's obnoxious. You should stop it. And then he goes, anyway, what's your background? What has the audacity for him to say what his background is? He just said he's American. That's it. Anyway, that's not the end of it. Later on, he comes out of the train and people realize that he was playing this sort of prank and all that. As soon as they found out, this other person, he come off the bike and he says, right, what were you saying? He goes, oh, I wasn't saying anything. It's just a joke. And people, my audience, they were paying me. They told me paid. See how they suddenly flipped.
Yeah, I think he didn't have the streaming bottle live to say
it
as well.
Yeah, he was streaming live. He didn't have the bottle to say, admit it. And you know what's so annoying? And I should be saying this. It was a Muslim. And that gives us a bad name. Him doing that is even worse.
Yeah.
They should think sometimes.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, but it's, again, you know what? It's, I'm getting more to think. I do blame the pranksters that they went ahead with it. But you know what? Did they do it because they knew they would actually get the views and clicks?
I don't think you can.
The only way you would stop these people from doing this is if we stop watching it.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. We have this discussion as the older lot, but the younger lot find it funny.
Yes.
They actually find it hilarious.
Now, how do you stop that to the younger audience? How do you make the younger audience think this is wrong? Again, that's for the adults to inform the younger audience this is wrong. But you can't.
I think. So, that, where does responsibility lie? Does it lie with the parents? Does it lie with the teachers? I think it lies with the government. I think we should tighten up the laws. Because you see how it's consequences, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So, like the train dude that you're talking about. So, when he was picking on the weak office worker, the poor, that just working, you know, just average Joe, he was antagonizing him, trying to be funny. But when the biker dude came and he was about that, and he sort of pressed him, said, yeah, what are you doing? What are you saying? He always backed off. Oh, no. Joke. Oh, blah, blah. There were some guys that went behind McDonald's or some shop, I can't remember where they shouldn't have been. The manager's calling the cops. And then it's like, oh, no, you can let us go. We were only joking. And it's like, what's happening now is almost legitimizing crime. So you know you're not supposed to be there, but just because you got a camera and you're filming it, so I can go into a shop and say, watch this prank and I'm going to steal something, right? And just rob it and be like, oh, well, it can't be a crime because I filmed it. For a prank channel.
Yeah, I did it for YouTube. I did it for likes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's my justification. That's my get out of jail card, if you like.
Yeah, even these comedy shows. Actually, you just reminded me of one. Just for Laughs. Do you remember watching that?
Rings a bell, the name, but I can't.
Can't think of any right now, yeah.
Yeah, they used to host it at shopping malls outside. They had a full crew, you know, but no one was in danger.
Oh, hidden camera shows. Yeah, there used to be loads of them on TV. Yeah.
Yeah,
but as long as it's staged and no one gets hurt, then you know they're not crossing the line. But this, you know,
and they've been through. They would have gone through a full safety audit, you know, to make sure that no one is going to be in any real danger. These guys, you know, like that. I don't even want to use his stage name. I don't even remember what his real name was, but he said when he did the stunt where he walked into someone's house, it was off the cuff. Yeah. You know, there's no way you've thought about the ramifications, not for yourself, for the people you're about to prank. You know, what will those kids think? Those kids now suffer?
Like you said about like the hidden camera shows of back in the day, it was orchestrated, right? They had a script, they had health and safety measures in place. If things go wrong, you have a whole team, someone can jump out. I mean, they pulled a prank. That guy, James Corden, he pulled one on Adele not too long ago, and one of her assistants caught a hidden camera, and she thought, oh, someone's like secretly filming me. And then, he cut it short, came out to listen. You don't want to get stressed out, anxiety, whatever. But it's controlled. Anything can happen. Like, you knock on the wrong guy's house, he stabs you. Then what? You walk into his house, he's got a beef with someone. So he might think, you've sent people to my house. They're here for trouble. He don't know they're here for YouTube. Bam, stabbed. Now you're going to prison. This guy stabbed up, may live or may seriously wounded. Is that what it's going to take? Is it going to take for a serious event to happen for the government to be like, okay, we need to sort of tighten up the laws?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
They're reactive rather than
proactive.
Yeah.
Do you guys see any other solutions to this?
I think the people that are being pranked, they should be able to do whatever they want.
But doesn't that make them carry on, should we say? So, I mean, how can we, you know?
No, it's a repercussion.
Okay.
It's like when you touch a hot plate, you're not going to touch it again, are you?
Yeah, but some people never learn. They'll carry on. They don't care.
At some point, they'll come to a person who's going to put them out of their misery there. Because if they're not going to learn, then they're just a waste of space,
okay,
aren't
so
they?
So that person gets put out of their misery and it's caught live on camera because he's live streaming and he gets 20 million views or something, like mad. Some kid's going to think, wow, he's got famous. Wow, he got... Not look at that, he's but like, look at that. And would probably still attempt it. That's the problem we have, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good point. Brain individuals.
This is funny, and I've said this to a few people, Niz. I don't know if this was a private convo we had, or we've actually recorded this on one of our episodes. Something that you said, though, it sticks with me. Back in the day, in our time, when we were growing up, 80% of the people that we knew were okay, sound-minded, you know, decent. 20% were messed up, just completely lost, right? And going to this day and age, now the tables have turned where 80% are just messed up and lost, and there's probably 10% that's okay.
Yeah, I remember that. And I think before, you know, we had people we could look up to.
Role models.
And yeah, good role models. And then it looks like that 20%, for some reason, have somehow been able to become the role models for the next generation, and then 80% have turned out to be bad.
Yeah, I don't think it's that they've become role models. I think, again, this will probably go off topic, but it's how it's broken down, the family structure, you know, both parents working and stuff. So it's exacerbated that 20% to what it is today. And then obviously social media, as we said, doesn't help either, because these kids think it's funny. Like Sol's name this episode, what's it called?
Clicks for Clout Chasers.
Do it for clicks, and they do it for money, and they do it for fame.
I'm about to end this man's whole career. Boom, bam, bop, bada bop, boom, pow.
And unfortunately, or fortunately for these guys, social media has made it easy for them to get money. To get clicks and clout, and that's why they do it. There was no reward for it. They won't do it. So it's like they're getting rewarded by these companies. And I think, actually, come to think of it, it just comes to my head now, a solution to this problem, as well as government getting involved, the companies, the social media companies, we're not going to advertise this, monetize this. So they might get fame, but they ain't getting no money out of it.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? I think Google's platform... And Google rely heavily on, I forgot what the term is now, but it's the user's involvement to work out what's right and wrong. I mean, imagine the number of videos that have been uploaded. There's no way a company like Google, however big they are and how much ever money they've got, can vet every single video that's being uploaded. They can't.
That's true.
Unless they're informed about it. And this is what Google keeps on saying. This is what all the platforms say. You need to let us know. So, but all of these people are putting up videos that are pranks that are inappropriate. They're not being flagged. So as well as those people watching it and then saying, I don't agree with it, I think it's disgusting, I think it's abhorrent, they also need to, just like the video, the person who's made the video says, give me a thumbs up, make sure you give it a thumbs down and report it. Use the tools available on the site to report it so that it's taken down. But then again, no one ever, we're quite passive. Oh, I haven't got the time to do it. Someone else will do it. I mean, I think this was another thing that we mentioned as well. If we ever were doing something wrong, we would have been told off by someone other than our parents. And we would have actually respected that person's opinion and listened to them. These days, if you try to tell these kids off, they'll turn around to you and say to you, who do you think you are?
And this is just like the previous episode, which I mentioned in the happiness episode, where family comes into place. So if you have good role models, you'd follow them up. So you need a good father and a good mother and so on. So you end up being an upright citizen. So from my opinion, that's the backbone of all aspect of life.
Yeah, I agree with Sol there as well. But like I say, I also keep my stance on government needs to do more. And I think the social platforms need to do a bit more. I understand what Niz is saying, that it's hard for them unless people flag it. But there are ways, the guys that are getting thousands of views, hundreds of thousands, they can get flagged up and, you know, they shouldn't be rewarding that. Niz?
We as a society need to get involved. And when these people do this, we need to stick together to show them that what they're doing is wrong.
So to end with this, we need three aspects: family, government, and community.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that as well, yeah.
And on that note, we will be ending the episode right here. I hope this has been informative to listeners, and I hope to see you next time at the table. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
American Giant makes great clothing, T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.